This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi as part of the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative on World Environment Day today. The drive forms a crucial component of the ambitious Aravali Green Wall project aimed at reforesting the 700-kilometer-long Aravali range. Mr. Modi will plant a banyan sapling to symbolize India's commitment to environmental conservation and afforestation efforts. The Aravali Green Wall project targets a 5-kilometer buffer zone around the Aravali Hills across 29 districts in Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana, and Gujarat. In a parallel move to promote sustainable urban mobility, the Prime Minister will also flag off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Clean Transport Initiative. Two more wetlands from India have been added to the list of Ramsar sites, taking the number of such sites in the country to 91. The latest to join the list of Ramsar sites in India are Kichan in Phalodi and Menar in Udaipur, both in Rajasthan. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised India's continued progress in environmental conservation. In response to the social media post by Mr. Yadav, Mr. Modi said that India's strides in environmental conservation are happening with great vigour and are powered by public participation. The aim of the Ramsar list is to develop and maintain an international network of wetlands which are important for the conservation of global biological diversity and for sustaining human life. The Ramsar Convention is an international treaty for the conservation and wise use of wetlands. It is named after the Iranian city of Ramsar on the Caspian Sea, where the treaty was signed on February 2, 1971. India ratified the convention on February 1, 1982. Ashish Abraham, Akashvani News, Delhi.
An all-party delegation of Indian parliaments led by Shashi Tharoor met senior U.S. government officials and lawmakers in Washington. The delegation briefed them on the cross-border terrorism faced by India and the country's strong and resolute stance in the fight against terror. The U.S. congressmen expressed unequivocal and bipartisan condemnation for the terror attack in Pahalgam. They expressed support for India's right to respond to terrorism in the spirit of zero tolerance against terrorism. On the possibility of any dialogue between India and Pakistan, Mr. Tharoor said, "We will not hold talks with people who are pointing gun at our heads."
Our answer is very clear. We cannot talk to people who are pointing a gun at our heads until and unless there is a serious effort being made by Pakistan to dismantle the infrastructure of terrorism, to arrest some of the well-known figures who are on not only the United Nations Committee's list, but even in the U.S. State Department's designated terrorist list. If they can't be arrested, if their bank accounts can't be frozen, if their training academies, training camps can't be shut down, if all of these things won't be done by Pakistan, why should we talk to them?
India has been elected to the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations for the period from 2026 to 2028. The Council is at the heart of the UN's mechanism to advance the three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, social, and environmental. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has thanked the member states for their overwhelming support and reposing their trust in India. In Karnataka, at least 11 persons were killed and 33 others injured following a stampede near the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru during the celebrations marking the first ever IPL victory of RCB yesterday. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured were shifted to a nearby hospital. The President and the Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. In Sikkim, all efforts are being made to restore road communications at landslide-hit Lachin area in Mangan district. The landslide was triggered by heavy rainfall in the area. Our correspondent reports that around 110 stranded tourists at Lachin have reached Chatin. Today, they are likely to be airlifted to Paekyong. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang chaired a high-level emergency meeting in Gangtok yesterday to assess the situation and assured all support to overcome this challenge. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed Turkish Airlines to ensure full compliance with Convention on International Civil Aviation Standards and Recommended Practices, as well as Directorate General of Civil Aviation Regulations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.